This is a Pinball News production.
Hello, and welcome to the 2012 Spooky Pinball Expo, whatever you want to call it. I am Charlie.
And I'm Kim.
And we have some special guests with us here this afternoon. First off, we're going to introduce, and these guys are all going to be part of helping you win some stuff today.
So be nice and give them lots of applause.
He is the owner of FlipperFidelity.com, the greatest speaker upgrade kits on the planet, and proud sponsor of the Spooky Pinball. And he sells a lot more stuff there, too, so make sure you check out FlipperFidelity.com. Michael Pupo! He is the game designer of such classics as Adam's Family, Twilight Zone. Oh, no, wait. We couldn't get that guy. He has designed Whitewater, Pirates of the Caribbean, and he's not opposed to signing big, juicy melons. Mr. Dennis Nordman. You would be if he hugged you. This next gentleman is absolutely the greatest artist, bar none, from any field I've ever had the pleasure of working with. He's managed to work with three different pinball companies in the last year alone. Who says pinball's dead? I don't think so. So either he's really in demand or he's really hard to get along with. I'm not sure which. But anyway, our friend Greg Ferraris.
Wait a minute. That awkward. Was too weird for me.
Yes, it was actually a little awkward for me, too. He is the star of the Ben Heck Show, and when he's not doing that all over the internet, he is working on assembling zombies in an amusement park with Mr. John Papaduke in Ben Heck's Zombie Adventureland. Please welcome Mr. Benjamin Heckendorn. And last, but certainly not least, coming up to help you win some prizes, he is the real star of the Spooky Pinball Podcast.
Wait a minute. I don't like that intro.
No, sorry. It's true. And he's one cranky beer-drinking pinball-playing bastard.
Okay, I agree with that one.
Please welcome Mr. Brian Effin Kelly. And a whole bunch of you just got shirts from a wonderful new sponsor and supporter of the Spooky Pinball Podcast, from Pinball Star Amusements, Mr. Joe Newhart. Joe's just here for moral support, so he's going to be helping us out. And Blue Shirt, could you please bring up a photo of our accountant? This is Heather, and she really, truly, honestly is our accountant. But today we would like to introduce you to Heather the Hot Accountant. Yeah, I think she needs to lose the expo tag. Dennis Nordman's eyeing her up big time already. No, no, no. You're not autographing anything over here today, buddy. All right, could we have the lights dimmed? But before we do, quickly, how many people here are familiar with the TV show Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Oh, good.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, how many people have never seen Mystery Science Theater 3000? All our overseas correspondents, of course. Essentially, what Mystery Science Theater 3000 was, for those of you who don't know, was a TV show based on a mad scientist who launched a guy into space and made him watch the most god-awful movies. To survive this, what he would do is create a couple of robots to help him get through the movies, and they would sit there and make fun of it. So what you are about to see is something that Mr. Benjamin Heckendorn and I worked extremely hard on. I said hard on. And we hope you enjoy it for what it is.
See, that's not just on the show. I actually live with this all the time. This is not a put-on. This is really him.
So anyway, Blue Shirt, if you would cue it up, please. And we present to you the mystery and science of pinball theater.
I don't get it. What's so spooky about pinball?
The prices, maybe? I get it. That's supposed to be a pinball in the background.
Really creative musical choice here.
Your subscription to Pinball Life includes a free travel mug and, of course, the fabulous swimsuit issue.
Of Terry. How did you keep track of your flipper's fidelity?
I just put a GPS tracker on its car. Who will be the next pinball star?
Lyman Sheets, I'm sorry. You've been voted off the island.
If you or a loved one has been exposed to asbestos, call Bally Williams and Bally.
Yes, at Bally Williams and Bally, there's no fee unless you win.
This machine don't look like no tractor. Where's my PBR? Where's my tractor? They took my job!
Maybe it's because he knows how to tell a story with pinball.
Or maybe it's because he's the son of Bill Gates.
The time to check games as they come off the line.
Muffler belt looks okay.
Is testament to the ability of Lawler and his
design
team to create a dedicated.
Oh no! Don't take my lucrative job in pinball.
All of their games.
Where's my calibers? Ah, screw it! I'm going to use a hammer.
Rules and shots.
Pat, Bill Cosby wants the sweater back. Okay.
Let's take a look at the new play features. Inside this box, you'll find Thing. The
hand grabbing balls.
Brian Kelly must have worked on this thing.
Grab the ball right off the play field, but the correct shot sequence will activate.
They added the electric chair at the last minute so the game would sell in the Texas market.
Automatically tries to shoot a ball into the swamp across the play field.
Shooting things in the swamp. Rednecks love this game.
Shoot 'em, Clint. Shoot 'em.
Better and better at this shot.
The pinball machine became self-aware at 2:30 Eastern time. In the panic, Pat Lawler tried to pull the plug.
During multi-ball, you'll experience the power of
I haven't seen this many balls flying around since Paris Hilton's Sweet 16 party.
Strong enough to draw coins from players for years to come.
Wait, it's not about the love of the game?
The ball will be returned to Thing's mini flipper.
Remember, kids, it's not the size of your flipper that matters, it's how you use it.
At least, that's what Brian Kelly told me at the bar last night.
As Thing tries the shot himself. There are four possible extra balls.
Extra balls? It's Armstrong to buy this game.
Shots up the center
staircase.
Get it.
He's only got one ball.
The third extra ball is lit from the mansion, and the fourth after multiple train wrecks.
Multiple train wrecks?
Yeah, you know, like extra CSI 24, Rolling Stones, and Avatar.
For the first time, operators can accurately pitch their games without removing the playfield glass.
Assuming any of them will take the time to do this.
Represents approximately 6 degrees.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon to this game, go!
Okay, Kevin Bacon was in A Few Good Men with Demi Moore, who played a stripper in Striptease, and Pat Lawler blew all his royalties from this game on strippers!
You, sir, are a winner!
Adam's Family is destined to become another classic ballet game.
Like Future Spa!
Of a timeless collector. New players will soon become
nude players?
Driven deeper into the game by a need
and
to
deeper,
the
sliding past
Adam's
the coin door and into
store.
The flippers, spooging on the magnets.
Can get a room.
More than $100 million establishing the popularity of this unique theme.
But most of that money
now,
was on
operators
popcorn.
Have a chance to establish their own collection records with this unique game, the Addams Family.
It'll never sell.
Fitness center in space!
Are we on? We're here on location.
WBMF, the Women's Ball Movement Foundation.
We're not exactly sure
pretty
where
girls
they're
don't
coming
have those,
from,
you know.
But it seems Bally has a new game materializing all across the nation.
It's Attack from Mars.
Not to be confused with Mars Attacks.
Defend our precious planet. Yes, as they do the unthinkable.
You mean like drop $8,000 on a routed game?
Yeah, they need to pay some guy $6,000 to fix it up.
Hey, Brian Kelly's got to pay his mortgage somehow.
We've been receiving video transmissions from an unknown source. We're getting reports.
Wow, shitty Verizon coverage.
Fox News predicts the election.
Yes, mind control ability.
Like MSNBC.
Mesmerizing gameplay. It's no wonder this belly brings.
Alan Greenspan designs a pinball machine. Collection.
Here at this local arcade, we
don't most reporters shave.
Not this one.
That's right, Martians. These hair-raising madmen.
I didn't know there was a Michael J. Fox toy in this game.
If you think their wrists move fast, try sharing a room with Brian Kelly.
Oh,
missed me.
Masturbation joke.
Our affiliate in New York tells us how incredibly easy it is to progress.
Hey,
this game
is fucking easy. I'm from New York, which is near Jersey.
Fascinating strobe multi-ball.
Warning, this game may cause seizures.
Al Gore proves pinball machines cause global warming.
Sure shots right up the middle to this mothership.
You Brian Eddy, this isn't an arcade. It's a party at his house.
Die-hard players, don't despair.
Because Bally Williams loves pinball even more than slot machines, and we'll be making them forever.
To beat these Martians at their own game and conquer all.
The ultimate goal of the Apple Corporation.
Run! To capture this collection monster.
That's missing one leg.
Timeless theme. A game for all players. It's Attack from Mars.
Again, not associated with Mars Attacks.
Before it gets away.
If you're traveling
down,
you might notice this big red spire looming above the trees. What is it?
A dog penis.
Well, it's much more than just a building. It's a beacon to a whole different brand of religion.
Scientologists.
The quintessential
small
American
small penis, small penis, small penis.
That spire now represents Mecca to well over 1 million car owners.
All short,
it's
fat, balding old men.
The new Corvette Museum opened this Labor Day in the only place where Corvettes are made.
Mexico!
Now known as Corvette City,
Corvette
USA.
City, going to town. Going to be the hoppinest place around, Corvette City.
To be here for this momentous Labor Day weekend.
And they dragged their trophy wives along.
Over the globe, they came to consecrate this monument to the American dream car.
But none of them got laid.
Nothing was better received than Bally's 8 Corvette pinball machines. All set.
Back in my day, that was a whole day's wages.
More than $4,000 were collected in just 3.5 days.
But it wasn't enough to save GM.
It's time the creation of Corvette Pinball to capitalize on the notoriety of this museum opening.
Are those cars aroused?
Corvette fans also spend $55 million a year
on Viagra.
Corvette-related products and services. All of which.
Dear Corvette owner, you're just not my type. Signed, Bambi. Boy, Sylvester Stallone has lost a lot of weight.
I am the law.
Is that a nightstick or a sex toy? Yes.
Sandra Bullock's really made herself go, too. Liquid metal.
Hey, it's pinball in New York before Roger Sharp came to town. Wesley Snipes in prison again.
Always be your taxes, motherfucker.
Greetings and salutations. How about a little demolition?
Man!
Let's go blow this guy.
If I had a nickel for every time Brian Kelly said that.
More ramps mean more adventure and more challenges.
And more costs. We can't afford to build this game. Take those out of there.
Are offered. I like to use these, because once you grab on, you won't want to let go.
That's what she said.
Simon says.
Electric dildo to the rescue! Texas. This movie's even putting Sylvester Stallone to sleep.
What's going on here?
Are they having sex on a pinball machine?
Yeah, Brian Kelly tried that once, but he was alone.
This is how Jersey Jack tests Invisiglass.
Well, as long as this game has fresh rubbers, we should be okay. Go make me a sandwich.
Forget Demolition Man. It'll blow you.
I want one. Ah, that explains why Dennis Stardman has two of these in his basement.
Wait, blow you away?
Oh, it'll blow you away.
Wow, William's quality control is really strict.
Then how do you explain fishtails?
Oh.
By 1689...
Hello! Hello, I'm British! I'm British! How are you going, Governor? I'm 37! Oh, I've got a wanky rotary in my teeth! Monty Python rules!
Vessels caught undetected were no match for these experienced sea wolves. Pirating's golden age had ended.
Until they invented the internet.
Such as Black Bart, Captain Kidd, and Calico Jack Rackman would become nothing more than a distant memory.
Like MySpace.
Not only for daring exploits and superb seamanship.
Seamanship? Is that for handling the boat or something else?
Her name was Black Rose, Queen of the High Seas.
And Master of Seamen!
Yes, in all of pirate lore, no captain ship was ever so full of seamen as Black Rose.
The galley was full of seamen!
The deck was smattered with seamen!
The crow's nest was brimming with seamen!
On the lockdown.
Use the cannon to fire your load across the playfield.
Rocket back towards the player on the center rail. Players will also encounter...
Brack? My feathers are sticky! Brack?
Obama.
Operators will notice that a true pitch...
Even the level is filled with semen! Gross! Uh-oh. Don't worry, it's hot. We'll go on. It's multi-ball semen frenzy! Shoot the ramp to expose Black Rose's chest! Then half a semen cover it with pearl necklaces! Shoot the orbit to spin Black Rose around and face the shaman! Finally, unleash your semen fury all over Black Rose to start wizard mode!
Now is the time to embark on your own profitable voyage with Black Rose, Queen of the High Seas.
No semen were harmed during the making of this game.
These semen jokes are getting a little hard to swallow. Let's get out of here.
And that's it. Yeah, the hard part was explaining to KT why Ben and I were setting up a green screen, a high-def camera, and a couple of puppets in our bedroom there a couple weekends ago. She walked in and it was like, no.
I had no part of any of that.
That's what she said. Before we get into the game show segment of our show, today might just happen to be Ben Heck's 37th birthday. And Blue Shirt actually got half the candles lit. Can you eat it now? Should we just slam his face into the cake like it's a wedding or something? Or? Oh. All right, Blue Shirt, we need to have you start loading the cannon with ping pong balls. Okay, he's got a shirt to fire first. He's randomly going to do this during our game show segment tonight where these fine gentlemen are going to help you win some stuff. Yep. Blue Shirt's right on schedule. Has anybody checked our website? Is it up or down right now? Do we know? Or? Oh, you got to put air pressure into it. I see how this works.
See, the only reason why the show's actually launched on time is because he has nothing to do with it. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, you get the idea. What we're going to have Mr. Blue Shirt do, and he's going to go from corner to corner so everybody's got an equal shot. He's going to fire a handful of ping pong balls at a time. If you win it, Heather the Hot Accountant and the lovely Peaches are going to walk around. Heather's going to hand you an envelope. You will read the question to these gentlemen who are going to help you. Now, each envelope is labeled with a category. Not saying these guys might know anything about this stuff, but the categories are art, game design, audio, tech, and beer and cranky old guys. If the ping pong ball you catch happens to have a face on it, you're going to have a special envelope. We're calling them Karnak questions. They're in reverse, which means you've already won, essentially. No, you don't win Peaches, Heather, or KT. Fire away, Blue Shirt. Go for it. And Blue Shirt, please don't launch them up over into the light rail up top. Yeah, we're all shocked. Trust me. God, I wish I had a ping pong ball right now. This girl really is our accountant. This is a 4.0 college student who passed her accountant's exam on the first try. Why she's here today, I don't know. And I bet she's asking herself the same question.
No?
No.
That's what she said. How you doing, Ben?
Oh, I'm okay. I wasn't going to go get that silverware or anything.
We can fire the forks and knives and stuff into the crowd. That would probably be bad, wouldn't it? Brian, are you happy you're here and joined us today?
Thrilled to death, John.
Are you ready?
Sorry about all those jokes at your expense. Has Blue Shirt completely shot his wad yet, or are we still going? Or? That is not what she said. Dennis, buddy, nice to have you back again.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Are you happy that we're picking on Brian Kelly this year instead of you?
Yes, I certainly am.
Yeah, I guess we can go ahead and start. Heather, are you prepared?
I am.
Somebody hold up a ping pong ball.
He's first.
All right.
Audio question.
What is your topic, sir?
Audio.
Audio. So who do you choose?
The man in the black shirt.
We have Michael from Flipper Fidelity.
You got. Name four rock bands that have had pinball machines created with their likeness.
We can do it backwards. AC/DC, Rolling Stones, then we go back to, I guess Elvis doesn't count, we're not going to do that. Kiss, and, oh yeah, Guns N' Roses.
Congratulations, sir, you are a winner.
Exactly.
And what did he win?
A t-shirt.
Face okay.
We'll get it.
That's okay. What she said. Heather, you have another question?
Yeah.
And what is the category, sir?
I had a face, so it's Karnak number 5.
Oh, sweet. So we have to go. Who's got Karnak number 5? Brian Kelly. Now, here's the reverse. He's going to have the answer. You're going to have the question, but he's already won.
It's called Katie Plays Nice and Everybody Gets a Prize, regardless of what Charlie says.
Now, make sure you read it correctly.
Hey, Brian, this is definitely for you, okay? Huge-breasted women with their fantastic jugs pressed upside my head.
What title did Greg have to talk Dennis down from to end up at Whoa Nelly Big Juicy Melons?
Thank you.
So now you understand how the Karnak questions work.
I'll get you.
Great.
And I promise, Dennis, that's the last time we're picking on
no
you
face.
Today.
Uh-oh. I get to pick on Brian.
Is there? Oh, I didn't think there was any more like that. Who's our next contestant?
Oh, I got it right.
Who is it? Is that Ross Simpson?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I got beer and cranky old guys.
Beer and cranky old guys. So on this panel, which gentleman do you feel is most likely to be able to help you with that, Ross?
I'll go with Brian.
Okay.
What time do guys from Wisconsin typically ring Brian Kelly's doorbell?
1:30 a.m.
That would be correct.
Congratulate. What did Ross win?
T-shirt.
And who's the shirt from? Oh, sweet. Pinball Star Amusements, courtesy of Joe.
Thank you.
And these prizes are all over the map. Joe has even thrown in some iPods. There's some iPods in this mix.
Okay.
Are you ready there, blue shirt? Fire in the hole. If you've already got a ping pong ball, how about you be nice and just throw it back up in the air and see who catches it? If you happen to catch two, just throw one in the air and kind of spread the wealth, so to speak. Heather has another contestant.
I've got a tech question for Ben. What is the best tool that Brian Kelly keeps in his basement? Hint, it's not in his workshop.
The biggest tool in Brian Kelly's basement, besides Brian?
I'm sorry man.
I would have to say it's his industrial-grade cheese pump.
That is correct. Yes, Brian Kelly has an incredible cheese pump in his basement, right next to the refrigerator. And what does this gentleman win?
Excuse me. T-shirt.
Another t-shirt. We haven't got to the big stuff yet.
All right. You got a face?
Who's the shirt from? Is it a Flipper Fidelity? That's a Flipper Fidelity courtesy of Michael, who also threw in a Stern Complete Upgrade Kit. And Pete Mathis, wherever you are, you're not going home with it again this year.
This gentleman has a face one, so it's Art.
Okay, so this is a Karnak question, and it's for Art. Who do you choose to help you, sir?
Greg
Ferreras. An Art question.
Okay, Greg, how did you and Dennis decide what to do on your own, or on your first date? I mean, game.
Jeez. Hang on, I gotta open this thing, I guess.
All right. Redo. I thought it was in the right.
Do over. You're off the hook.
Sorry.
What's the topic? What's the Karnak number, Heather? Okay, number
Karnak
4.
Number 4.
That's Benjamin Heckendorn.
A bunch of new toys, a great bottle of wine, and 50 Shades of Grey.
Could you read that one more time, sir?
a bunch of new toys, a great bottle of wine, and 50 Shades of Grey. It's kind of scary here.
Give three reasons why Deb Kelly doesn't really care where her husband Brian is right now.
What is the topic on this one? On the envelope? What is it? Art? Art?
It's the question I was just asked. How did you and Dennis decide what to do on your first date? I mean, game.
Yeah, you never did answer that, by the way.
I don't have an answer.
Well, how did you decide what to do on your first game?
On the first game?
That you two worked on together.
I thought it was date.
Or game, whatever.
This is six.
Okay. Don't ask, don't tell. That's what they always said at Bally back then.
Is that a good enough answer?
Wow.
Well, you know, considering the ages involved, we'll take that answer.
Did he just win what I thought he won? Congratulations, you just won a Stern speaker upgrade kit from Michael at Flipper Fidelity. How cool is that? All right, who's got the next ping pong ball? Yes, if you didn't get a ping pong ball, Blue Shirt's just going to randomly fire a shirt into the crowd, so you still have a chance to get something.
Another art.
Another art question.
Name the Greg Ferrer's game that actually has two completely topless females on the back glass.
I guess that would be Fathom.
He is correct.
All right, did you have one too?
You know, and as Gary Flower always says, if that game really is, you know, showing the first murder ever on a back glass in pinball, at least you want to be taken out by a couple of hot topless mermaids.
Some of the other ones back here.
That's the way Dennis Nordman wants to go anyway. Yeah, what was the title from your seminar? Deep Threat? Can you tell me, had you seen any movies recently that might have inspired that?
Design.
Design.
Design. Gee, who do you pick?
Tallest guy?
I think he means Dennis Nordman.
I do. Wow, I open it. Okay, now I have it open. Now you want me to read it? Oh, you didn't tell me. Hold on. According to the Internet Pinball Database, which Dennis Nordman game sold the most? Hint, Pirates has no sales statistics.
Not on the Internet Pinball Database, anyway.
Well, then I got to go with Whitewater.
You're wrong.
You are wrong. These are your games, Dennis. Come on. Can I give you a hint?
I get nothing? Ooh, I get a thing.
Can I give you a hint? Is that a sex toy or a nightstick? Yes.
Demolition Man?
There you go.
Wow.
Congratulations, sir. You are a winner. See how hard this is? What did you get anyway? Hey, it's a Pin Gulp beverage caddy from our wonderful sponsor, Terry at Pinball Life. There's some collapsible Pin Gulps in there somewhere as well, too. And a bunch of other cool stuff from Terry.
We have a Karnak number 3.
Karnak number 3. Michael.
An automatic induction into the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Read that again.
An automatic induction into the Pinball Hall of Fame.
An automatic induction into the Pinball Hall of Fame.
What does sharing a room with KT and Heather, the hot accountant at Expo, earn Charlie?
And that's it. He's a winner.
In your dreams.
Well, I am sharing a room with you.
Audio.
Audio. Who on our panel do you choose, sir?
What do you call a drummer without a girlfriend?
What do you call a drummer without a girlfriend, Michael? I'll go stand behind Greg. We're the drummers up here. Do you know what you call a drummer without a girlfriend, Greg?
I haven't heard this one.
How about homeless? He wins a prize anyway. That's a long line of musician jokes, like how do you get your bass player off a porch, pay for the pizza, you know, that kind of thing.
Sometimes you just have to humor him and just laugh anyhow, even if it makes no sense. Trust me, your life is easier that way.
What is your topic?
Beer and cranky old guys.
And so who do you choose to help you?
Mr. Brian? According to Brian Kelly, what township in Minnesota does Jason Roofer reside?
What was that again? East Jesus, Minnesota.
That is correct. It's a very religious community up there. Holy crap. He's trying to take out a light fixture.
All right, this question is to Ben.
Must be a tech question.
It is a tech question, yes. Why did Blue Shirt replace every transistor on his Sinbad driver board?
Because they were dirty.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, that is why he did it. That's not a joke. I walked into his basement. They were all over the place, and the board was empty. I said, what did you do that for? Well, some of them were bad. All of them? Well, some of them were bad, and some were dirty, so I just thought it'd be best to replace them all. What's our next topic, Heather?
Art.
Art.
According to Charlie... Oh, I guess I have to select some. How about Dennis? According to Charlie, the only guy who has painted more large-breasted women than Greg Frears is A, Michelangelo, B, Da Vinci, or C, John Holmes.
Could you repeat the question?
According to Charlie, the only guy who has painted more large-breasted women than Greg Frears is Michelangelo, Da Vinci, or John Holmes?
Michelangelo. Doesn't matter.
No, it's C. You lose. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll give him a prize anyway. Hey, Dennis. Oh, like he doesn't know. Oh, goodness. See, the guys that are laughing right now, they're like, geez, maybe I shouldn't have laughed. People will think I'm a pervert. He's an adult.
Design.
Star, Dennis.
This one's for design, so Dennis. A game I have, actually. Within 25, how many Whitewater sold according to the Internet Pinball Database?
I already got that question wrong once.
Within 25.
7,000.
You are within 25. It was 7,008. Very good. And since Demo Man was your highest selling game, do you know how many it sold? 7,019.
The question is audio. What was the first pinball machine to have a voice?
Hey, that's actually a serious question.
Sorry, I can add a joke at the end.
Let's see. Is that Gorgar?
That is correct. Gorgar was the first pinball machine. How in the hell did we sneak in a real question? That's not good. And he won a collapsible... Pin Gulp, a beverage caddy, also from Pinball Life.
Beer and cranky old guys.
So who do you want to help you?
Brian Kelly.
Okay.
Finish this phrase. Playing EMs is like watching blank blank.
Turtles fornicating.
Thank you for keeping it clean.
Wow, it's a family-friendly show. I guess I can't beep you when it's live, huh?
No.
It's a lot of beeping I have to actually do. Who's got our next one? And what did that gentleman win? Another T-shirt.
Next question is tech, I guess, for Mr. Heckendork.
Pressure's on, Ben.
Technically speaking, what is the greatest movie ever made?
Technically speaking?
Technically speaking.
Probably Roadhouse.
That is absolutely correct. I even had it written down right there, Roadhouse.
That's not technically speaking, that's heckly speaking. Heck thinks that's the best movie ever.
But he's right. We should have given away copies of Roadhouse today, Ben. That's what we should have done. We should have had Blue Shirt launch them, and no, that would be a bad idea.
Art.
An art question.
Vandelay, okay. So, Greg?
Art Vandelay, good one. He's in the importing and exporting business, right?
That's right. Finish this phrase and tell who said it. Oh, my.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
If my wife is listening, sorry. Okay. Art department, fart department.
And I got to finish the
You got to...
something like right. Get Nothing Done Today Department or something like that.
And who said it?
The author was Steve Ritchie.
So when you went back to Stern, did he repeat that as you walked through the door that morning? Or?
No, he did not. But I'm anticipating, you know, something like that.
That is correct. And what did the gentleman win?
T-shirt.
Another T-shirt. Well, we got a lot of shirts. Thanks again to Michael and Joe for donating a ton of prizes. Have we hit any of the iPods yet from Joe at Pinball Star?
No.
Go for it. Go for it. Yes, encourage him. Oh.
Peaches, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, Peaches is going, geez, that looks so familiar. What is your topic, sir?
Design. So we've got Dennis Nordman.
Yes, sir.
Adam's Family is the modern era. Adam's Family in the modern era is the biggest selling game. But what game sold the most units of all time?
It's not design, it's memorization. 8 Ball Deluxe?
Nope. Try again, much older.
Was it Bagatelle? Oh, it was a. It's a pinball. Pin.
Boy, I don't know.
Was it Ballyhoo?
Yes!
Ballyhoo, 1934.
75,000 units. And it's another Pinball Star amusement shirts, courtesy of Joe. So who all got the iPods? Sweet. Make sure you're downloading Spooky Pinball into those, right? From what Joe tells me, they'll reject every other podcast. So, except for the Ben Heck Show when he does an audio podcast, which is like, what, once a year now?
Okay, this will be an audio question, so I'll pick Michael. In Elvira, Scared Stiff, what does Elvira say about the deadhead family member, Shrunken Head?
It sounds a lot better when she says it, I'm sure.
I sold this game a while ago.
I bet the guy on your left could help you.
Yeah, I bet. Do you remember? Okay, so I'm cheating, but he always wanted a little head.
That's correct.
Okay, I think this one's for Brian, Beer and Cranky Old Guys.
Yeah, that's definitely him.
Okay, finish this MM Beer philosophy phrase. We are going to drink until we see...
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah. Finish this MM Beer philosophy phrase. We are going to drink until we see blank.
Jesus.
That is correct. The question was, finish the Minnesota beer philosophy phrase, we are going to drink until we see Jesus. Like I said, it's a very religious community up there.
All right, tech question. Who wins in a pinball war between Ben Heck and Jerry Ellsworth?
Really? Wow, what a question.
Who wins in a pinball war between Ben Heck and Jerry Ellsworth?
Oh, gosh, that's wow. A hard question. Well, I can't talk much trash because I haven't finished a game in a long time. So I would say it's a draw. It's up in the air. So.
Well, here's the answer I had written down. Jerry, because she's much hotter than you.
Oh, that's true.
And Joe Balzer's smiling from ear to ear. He's like, yeah, she is. I've seen her. What is the topic?
Art.
Art.
Name 10 games Greg Ferris did art for in 30 seconds. Go.
Fathom, Scared Stiff, Star Trek Next Generation, Rolling Stones, Harlem Globetrotters, Tell Me When to Stop, Won't Ellie Big Juicy Melons, and I blew it.
How about Wizard of Oz?
Oh yeah, Wizard of Oz.
Party Monsters.
Party Monster.
Party Zone, Dr. Dude.
Thank you.
I can't believe you guys need help on this stuff.
I'm going to go back to sleep now.
And what did that gentleman win? We need to hear what the prizes are. Another T-shirt. Oh, that's the new design Co. Spooky Pinball Flipper Fidelity shirt. I don't even have one of those. Those are awesome. I love them. I think the T-shirt guys kept ours. Who's next?
Design.
Design?
Name 10 games designed by Dennis Norman in 30 seconds. Go.
Go.
Special Force, Party Animal, Party Zone, Dr. Dude, Indy 500, Demolition Man, Whitewater, Pirates of the Caribbean, Wheel of Fortune. Indy 500, did I say that already?
It's sitting in your booth right now.
Oh, whoa, Nelly.
And what was the prize on that? Oh, another collapsible pin gulp beverage caddy from Pinball Life.
Audio. It's an audio question.
Audio?
How many speakers in a sorcerer?
That's like another real question, Michael. How many speakers in a sorcerer? Now, this guy makes pinball speaker kits for a living, so he's going to know this right off the bat.
Except for sorcerer. I'm going to say there's three. Is that close?
He said two? Oh, that's correct. It is two. Good job, Michael. And we're running out of time. We don't want to cut the Predator guys short by any stretch, so we're going to just chug through them. Oh, it's a Karnak question. Which one is it?
Two.
Karnak number two. Dennis, go ahead and read your question quickly, sir.
Chuck U. Farley.
Chuck U. Farley. And the question is?
Question is, without cursing, what will Brian Kelly's next spooky pinball segment probably sound like?
Oh, he got a 70 LED kit from Terry at Pinball Life. Is this another Karnak?
Yes.
This is Karnak question number one, the last one.
KT playing pinball, Heather the hot accountant. KT playing pinball and Heather the hot accountant.
KT playing pinball and Heather the hot accountant.
Name three things Charlie hopes to be doing tonight.
Okay. Is that it? Have we collected them all? Yep. Let's get them done quick. Let's get the Predator guys. Go ahead. They can set up while we're doing this here. Oh, we've got some wide body lockdown bars from Terry at Pinball Life yet. So, no, we're not shooting lockdown bars out of the cannon.
This one is for Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Kelly.
At the hotel that lost the Midwest Gaming Classic, what do the lamps resemble?
What? At the hotel that hosts the Midwest Gaming Classic, what do the lamps resemble?
Yeah, screw you, Martin.
It's a t-shirt.
Who in the audience here has been at the MGC? Joe? Yeah, you do. What did they look like? Yeah.
I think we discussed it at the bar, but we had all... Anyway, I'm not going to go what we were doing at the bar, but...
Well...
Hurry up, we're running out of time.
Anal beads.
For the record, Brian Kelly was the first one to observe this.
I have a question for Dennis.
Dennis?
Dennis Nordman did Elvira twice. Which time did he give her multiple jackpots?
Dennis Nordman did Elvira twice. Which time did she have multiple jackpots?
I don't remember any of her jackpots.
That's odd. Neither does she.
I'm going to say scared stiff.
That is correct. Are we out of prizes? Is that it? Or do we have one more? We have one more for the guy in the purple shirt right here. We're out of prizes. Get him a shirt. Somebody find another shirt. You're getting a spooky pinball t-shirt. We're out of time. Let's get the Predator guys up here. Thank you so much for attending the 2012 Spooky Pinball Podcast, Mystery and Science of Pinball Theater.